Today is the 10th day of February. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I'm Brian. It's great to be here. It's wonderful to be with you today and every day here around the global campfire. Moving in, moving together, being cozy, taking the next step forward. And let's do that. We are working through the book of Exodus. Once again, we're around Mount Sinai. We're in the wilderness. Moses is receiving what we're reading. And this is God revealing to Moses what will then subsequently be revealed to the people. This is the law. This is what changes their identity. This is what organizes them. And so today, Exodus chapter 30, verse 11 through 31, verse 18. The Lord spoke to Moses. He said, "When you count the men of Israel to register them, each man shall give to the Lord a redemption price for his life as you register him, so that there is no plague among them as you register them. Each one shall give this redemption as he passes over to the group which has already been registered. Half a shekel according to the shekel of the sanctuary. The shekel is 20 gerahs. Half a shekel for an offering to the Lord. Everyone who passes over to the group that has already been registered, those 20 years old and older, shall give the special elevated offering to the Lord. The rich shall not give more, and the poor shall not give less than the half shekel when you give the elevated offering for the Lord to redeem your lives. You shall take the redemption money from the people of Israel, and you shall designate it for the work of the tent of meeting, so that it may be a memorial for the people of Israel before the Lord to redeem your lives." The Lord spoke to Moses. He said, "You shall also make a large bronze basin which to wash. Its pedestal shall also be bronze. Put it between the tent of meeting and the altar and put water in it. Aaron and his sons shall wash their hands and their feet with water from it. When they go into the tent of meeting, they must wash with water so that they will not die. They shall wash whenever they come near the altar to minister, to burn an offering made by fire to the Lord. They shall wash their hands and their feet so that they do not die. This shall be a permanent regulation for them, for Aaron and for his descendants throughout their generations." The Lord spoke to Moses again. He said, "Take fine spices, 12.5 pounds of liquid myrrh, half as much, 6.25 pounds of fragrant cinnamon, 6.25 pounds of fragrant cane, 12.5 pounds of cassia weighed by the shekel of the sanctuary, and 1 gallon of olive oil. Make it into a holy anointing oil, a perfume mixed with the skill of a perfume maker. It will be a holy anointing oil. Use it to anoint the tent of meeting, the ark of the testimony, the table and all its utensils, the lampstand and its utensils, the altar for incense, the altar for burnt offering with all its utensils, and the basin with its pedestal. You shall consecrate them so that they may be most holy. Whatever touches them will be holy. You shall anoint Aaron and his sons and set them apart so that they may minister to me in the priest's office. Speak to the people of Israel. Tell them, 'This shall be a holy anointing oil for me throughout your generations. Do not pour it on the flesh of anyone who is not a priest. Do not make any other perfume like it with the same ingredients. It is holy. It shall be holy to you. Whoever mixes any perfume like it, or whoever puts any of it on anyone who is not a priest, shall be cut off from his people.'" The Lord said to Moses, "Take fragrant spices, gum resin, shekelet, and halbanum, fragrant spices with pure frankincense. Use an equal weight of each ingredient, and make incense from it, a blend made with the skill of a perfume maker, seasoned with salt, pure and holy. Grind some of it very fine, and put some of it in front of the testimony in the tent of meeting, where I will make myself known to you. It shall be most holy to you. When you make incense for yourselves, You shall not make any with this recipe. You shall regard it as holy to the Lord. Whoever makes any fragrance like that for himself shall be cut off from his people." The Lord spoke to Moses, "Look, here is Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, from the tribe of Judah. I have called him by name. I have filled him with the Spirit of God, with wisdom, understanding, and knowledge, and with skill in all kinds of crafts. He has the ability to create designs. He works with gold, silver, and bronze. He is able to cut and engrave precious stones and mount them. He can also carve wood. He works skillfully in all kinds of crafts. Not only that, but I have also appointed Aholiab, son of Ahisamach, from the tribe of Dan, to work with him. I have put wisdom into the heart of all the skilled craftsmen, so that they may make everything that I have commanded you. The tent of meeting, the ark of the testimony, the atonement seat that is on it, all the furnishings for the tent, the table and its vessels and accessories, the pure gold lampstand with all its utensils, the altar for incense, the altar for burnt offerings with all its utensils, the basin and its pedestal, the finely woven garments, the holy garments for Aaron the priest, the garments for his sons to minister in the priest's office, the anointing oil and the incense made of fragrant spices for the holy place. The skilled craftsmen shall do everything just as I commanded." The Lord spoke to Moses. He said, "Speak to the people of Israel. Tell them you must observe my Sabbaths diligently, because the Sabbath is a sign between me and you throughout your generations, so that you may know that I am the Lord who set you apart as holy. So you shall observe the Sabbath, for it is holy to you. Everyone who profanes it must certainly be put to death. For if anyone does any work on the Sabbath, his life shall be cut off from among his people. On 6 days work may be done, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of complete rest, holy to the Lord. Whoever does any work on the Sabbath day must certainly be put to death. Therefore, the people of Israel shall observe the Sabbath by keeping the Sabbath throughout their generations as a perpetual covenant. It is a permanent sign between me and the people of Israel. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, and on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed." When the Lord had finished speaking with Moses on Mount Sinai, he gave him the 2 tablets of the testimony, stone tablets, written with God's finger. Matthew 26:47-68. While Jesus was still speaking, suddenly Judas, one of the 12, arrived. With him was a large crowd with swords and clubs, who came from the chief priests and elders of the people. Now the betrayer had given them a sign: "The one I kiss is the man. Arrest him." Immediately he went to Jesus and said, "Greetings, Rabbi," and kissed him. Jesus said to him, "Friend, why are you here?" Then they advanced, took hold of Jesus, and arrested him. Suddenly one of the men with Jesus reached out his hand, drew his sword, and struck the servant of the high priest, cutting off his ear. And Jesus said to him, "Put your sword back into its place, because all who take the sword will die by the sword. Do you not realize that I could call on my Father, and at once he would provide me with more than 12 legions of angels? But then how would the scriptures be fulfilled that say it must happen this way?" At that same time, Jesus said to the crowd, "Have you come out to arrest me with swords and clubs as if I were a robber? Day after day I was sitting in the temple courts teaching, and you did not arrest me. But all this has happened so that the writings of the prophets would be fulfilled." Then all the disciples deserted him and fled. Those who had arrested Jesus led him away to Caiaphas, the high priest, where the experts in the law and the elders were assembled. Peter was following him at a distance and went as far as the courtyard of the high priest. He went inside and sat down with the guards to see how it would turn out. The chief priests and the whole Sanhedrin were looking for false testimony against Jesus so that they could put him to death. They found none, even though many false witnesses came forward. Finally, two came forward and said, "This fellow said, 'I am able to destroy the temple of God and rebuild it in 3 days.'" The high priest stood up and said to him, "Have you no answer? What is this that these men are testifying against you?" But Jesus remained silent. Then the high priest said to him, "I place you under oath by the living God. Tell us if you are the Christ, the Son of God." Jesus said to him, "It is as you have said, but I tell you, soon you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of power and coming on the clouds of heaven." Then the high priest tore his robes and said, "He has spoken blasphemy. Why do we need any more witnesses? See, you have just heard the blasphemy. What do you think?" They answered, "He is deserving of death." Then they spit in his face and punched him. Some slapped him and said, "Prophesy to us, Christ. Who hit you?" Psalm 32. How blessed is the person whose rebellion is forgiven. By David, a Masco, the joy of forgiveness. How blessed is the person whose rebellion is forgiven, whose sin is covered. How blessed is the person whose guilt the Lord does not charge against him, in whose spirit there is no deceit. When I kept silent, my bones wasted away as I groaned all day long. For day and night your hand was heavy on me. My moisture was dried up by the droughts of summer. I acknowledged my sin to you, and I did not cover up my guilt. I said, "I will confess my rebellion to the Lord," and you forgave the guilt of my sin. Because of this, let everyone who receives favor pray to you at a time when you may be found. Surely when the mighty waters overflow, they will not reach him. You are my hiding place. You will protect me from distress. You will surround me with shouts of deliverance. I will make you wise. I will instruct you in the way that you should go. I will guide you, keeping my eye on you. Do not be like a horse or a mule which has no understanding. Its mouth must be controlled by a bit and bridle, or else it will not come to you. Many are the sorrows of the wicked, but mercy will surround those who trust in the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord and celebrate, all you righteous, and shout joyfully, all you upright in heart. Proverbs 8, 27 through 32. When he established the heavens, I was there. When he drew the horizon around the surface of the deep, when he placed the clouds in the sky above, when the fountains of the deep gushed out, when he established his decree for the sea, so that the waters could not go beyond the limit set by his command. When he marked out the foundations of the earth, I was beside him as a master craftsman. I was his joy day after day. I rejoiced in his presence at all times. I rejoiced in his inhabited world. I was delighted with the children of Adam. So now, you children, listen to me, because those who keep my ways are blessed. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for another week. We thank you for the voice of wisdom coming off the page today. Listen, I was there from the beginning, and I am available to you. And so, Holy Spirit, come, make us wise. Let us see and seek wisdom. let us slow down a bit. It doesn't have to be this fast. We're moving too fast to seek wisdom. Help us listen to what's being said here. I was there from the beginning. I saw it all, and I delighted in what God had made. I delighted in his family. Holy Spirit, help us to listen to that voice. The voice of wisdom, we pray. In the name of Jesus, we ask. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com. That's home base. It's the website. It's where you can find out what's going on. So check it out. Check out the different sections, like the community section. You can get connected there, and that's the home of the prayer wall. And so that is a resource to certainly be familiar with as we make this journey around the global campfire through the year. And also check out the Daily Audio Bible shop. There are resources in the shop that are available for the journey we are on. And so check them out. There are a number of categories, a number of different sections, and things to go deep, things to go wide, things for fun, and things to use for the journey, resources for it. So check out the Daily Audio Bible shop in the app or on the web. And if you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, you can do that at dailyaudiobible.com. There is a link on the homepage. If you're using the app, you can press the give button in the upper right-hand corner. Where the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. And as always, if you have a prayer request or encouragement, you can hit the hotline button in the app, or you can dial 877-942-4253. And that's it for today. I'm Brian. I love you. And I will be waiting for you here tomorrow.
This is Hands to Heaven. Trajan, I want to thank you for sharing your testimony and your enthusiasm for the Lord. It's so refreshing to hear you speak of his word in such a beautiful way, and for sharing your thoughts on here. And please continue to do so as much as you are able, as God leads you. You talked about, heel to head moments, I think is what you said. I couldn't think of one right this that has happened recently, but the biggest one that happened for me was back in 2016. The night my son died, I found out remotely he did not live near me, and he hadn't been sick or anything. He just suddenly passed. And at the moment it happened, by that time I had been a believer for many years and had talked good talk, and I heard God's voice in my head asking me, okay, you've talked it, but can you walk it even through this? And I got down on my knees and I gave it over to God. And from that moment forward, everything that happened, every tear, every pain, every heartache, I've surrendered to God. And to the best of my ability, I've allowed him to use it to encourage others, to comfort others, to strengthen others for their own walk through their own grief. So that's my heel to head moment. Thanks, Trajan, for that picture. That really, really helps. God bless you. This is Hands to Heaven.
Hi, family. Good morning. It's Beloved in Bakersfield calling in from my friend Brianne. She is having a C-section on the 24th to deliver her two beautiful baby girls. So if you would just pray over that for with me and for me. Again, for my friend Brianne, for the weeks leading up to it, and for the C-section on the 24th. Thanks so much.
Hey, DAV family, it's Dr. John from Jordan, New York. I have a really important prayer. It's close to my heart. My daughter-in-law, Michelle's mother, is now dealing with cancer. And we don't know if it's uterine or ovarian. I haven't heard, but she is going to need chemo and radiation. And she had been losing weight. She is just a delightful, delightful woman. And I would covet your prayers to guard over her. And please pray with me. Heavenly Father, dear Jesus, I ask your mercy upon Margarita. In Jesus' name, I ask you to destroy all of those cancer cells, that they may be bound and destroyed and cast away from her body. I pray this in Jesus' name. Thank you very much, family. Now, Melissa, my girl from Alabama, I miss you. It was great hearing from you. Now, no guilt over spreading the flu, okay? That is not your fault. And don't let Satan tell you otherwise. That guilt is coming from Satan. The flu is a nasty little virus. I'm going to have a discussion with Papa when I get up there about why he created these nasty viruses. I don't. But he knows, and he's got a reason for it. And it's above my pay grade. But the flu is especially sneaky because you'll be infectious for 24 hours before you have symptoms. So that's how it spreads around so easily. So Melissa, no guilt, not your fault. So you're good to go, girl. Miss you. And all my Daily Audio Bible family, you are awesome. You're fantastic. Love you all. Dr. John, signing out.
Hey, this is Sally from Alberta in Canada. And I just heard the gentleman praying for his wife with tinnitus and asking for prayers for her. And I won't lie, I didn't really understand what tinnitus was, so I had to Google it. And yeah, I just want to lift her up. And anyone else suffering from tinnitus or any other afflictions, Heavenly Father, I just ask you to be with people with tinnitus. Lord, you open the eyes of the blind and the ears of the deaf. And Lord, I just pray that your mighty, powerful Holy Spirit rest upon all these people suffering today and just open their ears and just free them from this affliction. I can't imagine what it's like just having a constant ringing and buzzing and whatever else is going on and just not being able to get away from it. And I just pray your holy, mighty touch right now on them. And I just ask you, Lord, and thank you for this gentleman, the way he loves his wife. And I just pray that everyone of our dad family will just feel love today. And just feel your amazing peace. And just know that you are our daddy, that you're our God, that you are our Father, and you love us so much. I praise your holy mighty name, Lord, and pray blessings over all of your dad family. Thank you, Brian and family. Blessings from Canada.